Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, Britain woke up this morning to its first day in more than 70 years without Queen Elizabeth II at its helm. At 96, she had the longest reign in Britain, in the history of Britain. And as crowds now gather outside Buckingham Palace, tributes have been made from people around the world. I want to go to our UK correspondent, Michael Murphy. He is on the line. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Jennifer.
Can you describe the mood of the UK today?
It's a very somber one indeed. If last night is anything to go by, crowds broke out into the national anthem outside Buckingham Palace yesterday evening. Many were weeping as the Union Jack was lowered to half-mast. Church sermons have been changed, football pitches and theatres all observed a minute's silence. And I think this morning people will have awoken feeling the sadness afresh.
We have a clip here. I just want to bring to everyone's attention. This is of a black cab driver. Have a listen.
What is it you're doing down here today?
It's for the Queen. We did it for Prince Philip as well when he passed.
It's a lot to take in. Yeah. It's a big moment.
She's the only constant we've all had in our lives. Just want to show me respect.
Okay, I get that. The only constant they've had in their lives. She was 96, but kind of feels sudden, dare I say?
Yeah, I think the words that best captured the feeling of shock really actually came from Boris Johnson, who, in a tribute to the Queen, said that she seems so timeless and so wonderful that I'm afraid we had come to believe, like children, that she would just go on and on. And I think that speaks to the general mood that the public feel, both shocked at something we knew was inevitable and bound to come in the not too distant future.
Totally. Now, this news started creeping in from yesterday morning. Can you talk me through what happened?
Yeah, so at around midday, a minister rushed into the Commons and started briefing the Prime Minister. And this sort of sent consternation through the room. And the opposition was then briefed. An announcement was made by the speaker, sending well wishes to the Queen. And I think that's when everyone was quite spooked, really, because that's quite unprecedented. Buckingham Palace aren't known to issue false flags like this. And so the nation was on tenterhooks for about 6 hours, sorry. Liz Truss, the Prime Minister, was told at 4:30 p.m. yesterday, and 2 hours later at 6:30, the nation was told that the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral.
Some of her family were by her side when she passed?
Yes, her two oldest children, Prince Charles, now King Charles III, and Princess Anne, were already in Scotland, so they rushed to her bedside. And her two younger children, Prince Andrew and Edward, arrived shortly afterwards, followed by William. Prince Harry arrived shortly after 8 p.m. By that point, the public had known for well over an hour.
Now, the UK will have a period of mourning. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so flags will be flown at half-mast. Comedy programming on the BBC will be suspended. DJs are recommended to play inoffensive music. Parliamentary business will be suspended for the full 10 days. And the London Stock Exchange is expected to close for a short period of time. But this is really just the tip of the iceberg. I think that we aren't going to be seeing business as usual for quite some time.
Can you tell, do you have any information about the funeral? When is that going to take place? What's that expected to look like?
Yeah, so ahead of the funeral, there'll be a lying in state in Westminster Hall, which will begin next Wednesday, finishing next Saturday. The public can come and visit the Queen's coffin, which will be lying in the middle of Westminster Hall, draped in a Union Jack. It will be available for visitors to come and pay their respects for 23 hours a day. And then the state funeral will be held next Sunday at Westminster Abbey.
Okay.
And the burial will take place later that day in Windsor.
And come here, Michael, things will change from money to the anthem. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, it's an unfathomable set of things that need to be redrawn.
Yeah.
From our money, our stamps, our national anthem, even to the legal system, where Queen's Counsel barristers now will be known as King's Counsel, KC, will be the acronym. So yeah, we're in for a lot of changes on that front.
Michael Murphy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Jennifer Zaffarelli, weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.